Hi, this is Jim Hale. I'm the pastor of the Saratoga Chapel, and I'm your pastor for today. We're located in Ballston Lake, New York. Have you ever felt desperate for the Holy Spirit? Have you and some Christian friends got together and said, Lord, these problems are too big. We're so inadequate. Please, would you pour out your Spirit on us? In Acts chapter 2, there were a group of people who prayed a similar prayer. And they received an answer. What was the answer? When they prayed that prayer, God sent the Spirit. And after they prayed, it says they were to gather together in one place and they spoke. And what did they speak? They spoke in other languages that people from other nations could understand. There was a phrase that describes it, which says, devout men from every nation under heaven heard them proclaiming what? The mighty works of God. The pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon them inspired them to speak the mighty works of God. Those works recorded in the Old Testament. And it inspired the Holy Spirit. He inspired Peter in the same way with the spirit of praise, declaring the mighty works of God, to preach a sermon that exalted Jesus, that declared the greatest work that God ever did. And that sermon in Acts 2 is declaring Jesus' forgiveness, offering forgiveness of sins, but conquering death and resurrected and being exalted to the right hand of God the Father, the supremacy of Jesus. That's what the outpouring of the Spirit produced, this spirit of longing to proclaim the praise and the glory and the excellency of Jesus. Is that part of your prayer when you've prayed for the outpouring of the Spirit? Do you find even now that when you come together to pray, that there is a longing that people from every tribe and nation would know the excellency of God as it's recorded in the Old Testament? Those works, think of the names, Adam, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, Daniel, and the display of God's power and his ability to conquer and his faithfulness and his deliverance and all those specific acts. Is that part of what you're longing for as you pray for the outpouring of the Spirit? But even more, and this is the final piece that just seems, at least to me, so central. When you're praying for the outpouring of the Spirit, does there come upon your heart a longing that Jesus, the fullness of the glory of Jesus, would be proclaimed? God come in the flesh, the one who lived a sinless, perfect, pure, and holy life, who died on the cross, was resurrected, exalted at God's right hand. I'd ask you, will you make that a part of your prayer life, not only in an individual basis, but oh, together? Could we, as God's people, pray that together as we cry out for the outpouring of the Spirit?